we have, I guess, probably two major issues. One is the air gap, in other words, the distance that the bottom of the hull is from the waterline. And after Hurricane Rita and Katrina, we are following MMS regulations, and all of our rigs are between 60 and 70 foot air gaps, so that's more than sufficient. And the other issue is wind load and storm load, and what we do to preempt problems there is we preload these rigs. In other words, we simulate the loading of storm conditions when we move them on location, and we preload these rigs to the maximum allowed by their design criteria.